Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Cover Your Assets KC, the podcast that's going to help you learn a little bit more about your financial life and some of the things happening in the financial world. I'm Walter Storholt alongside David Dickens, President and Wealth Advisor at KC Financial Advisors with an office in Overland Park. You can find us on coveryourassetskc.com. Hey, David, how are you this week?
I'm just doing great, Walter. Man, it's a beautiful fall day here in Kansas City, and I think we're going to talk a little bit more about retirement planning. So what could get better than that?
Oh, absolutely. The crows, David, have just been going crazy today. In my neck of the woods, they were just wild. I was like, this is the official start of fall, when the crows start going nuts and just flying all over the place and squawking and making all kinds of noises. That changes in the air, you know, and so today just really felt like that with all the crows going crazy. So hopefully they don't bleed over into the microphone. We'll have to see if they, usually the bird noises don't make their way through the window here in the studio, but never know, might get some crow noises in the background today. So if you hear that, don't be alarmed.
I'll just blow right through it.
That's right. It's not a recreation of the birds if that happens. So, well, we've got a great show on the way today. We're going to be talking about some of the variables that could shape your retirement plan. You know, these variables, if they were the same for everybody, well, David, your job would be kind of simple and maybe even a little bit boring. It would give you no customization when it comes to putting together somebody's financial plan. But the fact that everybody's different and unique is kind of what makes the whole thing interesting and fun. And so on today's show, we're going to explain why the answers to some of retirement's most critical questions do indeed vary from person to person. The first one, David, right off the bat, we get differences because we start talking about how much income are we going to need in retirement. Well, that's going to vary highly from one person to the next based on what they want to do.
Yeah, it varies dramatically. And that's kind of the difference between having a black and white retirement plan and one that's in full color. So if you do one online from, you know, one of the things you can Google, you're going to get a black and white plan. It's not going to have a whole lot of area for you to get off the page and dress up or draw up a retirement that you really want to have. So how much income? I get that question a lot. Well, how much income am I going to need? And my response almost invariably is, well, that depends. Tell me how much you're going to spend in retirement. So, I mean, I have clients that do a lot of traveling in their first 5 or 10 years of retirement. I have clients who play a lot of golf in their first 5 or 10 years of retirement. But most everybody, at least after they've been working with me for a little while, they're forced basically to create a pretty clear picture of what they want that, especially first 10 years of retirement, to look like. And that's going to dramatically drive how much income you're going to need and when you're going to need it. So most of the plans that we do are front-loaded with income that they're going to need because that's when they're the most active in retirement. I have a number of clients and I've got a number of family acquaintances who later in retirement really slow down and their need for income goes down unless they run into a healthcare problem. So, you know, if you haven't paid off your house yet, that's going to be a significant need for more income early in retirement. So there are a lot of different things. And most times, Walter, it's about having somebody ask you the right questions, you giving colorful answers, and that's how you build the plan to determine how much income are you really going to need.
I kind of like that. You're doing the play-by-play, right? And then the clients are providing the color commentary. They're the analysts in the situation, kind of giving you that flair and that difference from broadcast to broadcast. You know, that's,
yeah, I like that.
Kind of a neat
and
way to look at it.
The other thing that is largely not built into any of these online plans that are out there is inflation. So the stuff you're going to buy in retirement is going to cost a lot more 20 years from now than it costs right now. So using the rule of 72, which I'm not going to go into right here, but if inflation is at 3% for the stuff that you spend, in about 24 years, that stuff will cost twice what it costs right now. So if you retire at 65, by the time you're 85, your expenses will almost have doubled. You just won't be consuming anything more. It's just that the stuff you buy is going to cost more. So that's another really key factor to have built into your retirement plan.
We're talking about, you know, these variables that shape your retirement plan, David. Income, certainly one of them. The next one on the list may seem a bit obvious. As we all kind of know, there are different tax brackets, and there's going to be a difference in how much we're going to pay in taxes. But what are the variables that actually push us in different directions there?
Yeah, well, so the biggest one, I guess, would be the source of your income. So that may sound obvious, but let's unpack that a little bit. If you have a pension from your company, that money is going to come in for the rest of your life, and that's going to be taxable just like a paycheck. And any money that you withdraw to substitute that pension income that you withdraw from your IRAs and 401ks, that's totally taxable as ordinary income. You're probably going to have some Social Security. And if you have a pension and 401k withdrawals, your Social Security is going to be taxable at a pretty high level. Right now, the most of your Social Security that can be taxable is 85% of it. If you've listened to many of Walter and my podcasts on the website, you know that I've got a bunch of ones in there where I explain very clearly that I'm convinced taxes are going up in the future. I think we're going to have the opportunity to pay more taxes in the future, and that's going to be driven by, obviously, by Congress, but also the makeup of our retirement income. If you happen to have a Roth IRA, or maybe some inheritance that's not in an IRA, but it's just a regular old money, bank money or brokerage money, those are pots of money that you can go get income, get money for a trip or a new car or other expenses. And it doesn't hit your 1040. It doesn't hit your tax statement. So those are really, really important pockets of money, non-IRA money and Roth money, where you can supplement your income without sending more money off to the tax man.
Great points, David, and I think that makes a lot of sense. Nobody wants to pay more than taxes than they have to, but some of us, due to circumstances, unfortunately, will pay a little bit more or maybe, fortunately, a little bit less than the person next to us. But it's a big part of the equation, but one that is going to vary from person to person. So this underscores just how tough it is sometimes to just get that cookie-cutter financial plan, basically impossible because of the exact variables we're talking about on today's show. This other one's interesting, David. It varies for all of us as well. How long we're going to live? Hard question to answer.
Well, if we knew that answer, then the planning process would be simple. In fact, I had this exact conversation with a lady in my office yesterday. She's 65, and her money will, based on the modeling we've done in the retirement plan we put together for her, her money will last until she's 96. And then it's, you know, how much is inflation going to be and what other things could she spend on, because she doesn't want to leave a bunch of money behind. So we were laughing. She said, if I only knew how long I was going to live, this would all be very easy. And she's right. So life expectancy in America is about 74 years old, but that includes infant mortality and all the bad things that can happen to you in your teens and 20s and 30s. Once you're 65, if you're a male in America, your life expectancy is 84. And a female is 86. So you're likely to live about 20 years or so, sometimes longer, in retirement, which means you have to do a pretty good job of saving, and you've got to have a pretty good plan because you're going to be retired maybe a quarter of your life. So family history plays into how long you're going to live, lifestyle, current health. There are a lot of things that work into that, but that's a very much of a unique discussion and decision that you want to have built into your retirement plan and not take a generic, I'll probably live till I'm 80.
Yeah, that's a good point as well, David. As we talk about some of these different variables that shape the retirement plan, another key question when it comes to retirement is when you should start Social Security. Plenty of variables involved in that equation.
Yeah, there are, and that kind of circles right back around to life expectancy. So the way that Social Security is structured, it is structured to be actuarially sound. And all that means is that if you start early and you die at your life expectancy, so early, starting early at Social Security would be 62. If you waited and started at 70, you're going to get more. But if you die at your life expectancy, you will have gotten that more for fewer years. So how Social Security is built is that going early or going late, if you're not going to live long, you should feel pretty comfortable starting at your full retirement age of, say, 66 or 67. But if you or your spouse are going to live long, then there's a really good reason for at least one of you to defer until age 70. Starting at 62, if you don't start at 62 and instead start at 70, the dollar amount you receive every month is almost double that which you would have gotten if you started at 62. So it's a big difference. And one of the main benefits of waiting on Social Security is when the first spouse dies, and oftentimes that's the male, the female, who oftentimes was a maybe earned less during her work time because she took time to raise a family or et cetera, the remaining spouse gets the higher of the two Social Security amounts. So I see a lot of high breadwinners who say, I'm going to wait till 70. I'm going to have my spouse start early, but I want the remaining spouse to get as much Social Security as possible for the remainder of their life after I'm gone. So that's a really good reason for at least one spouse to wait until 70, which is the longest that you can wait and still get a benefit from waiting on Social Security.
All right, one more piece of the puzzle here, David, at least for today's show, knowing that there are probably lots of other pieces to the puzzle in reality. How much money should be at risk when we retire? Another key retirement planning question that I think falls in the category of a big variable.
Yeah, it is a big variable, and everybody's risk tolerance, everybody that I've seen, their risk tolerance is pretty high when the market's going up, and it's pretty low when the market is going down. So most people want a bunch of the market gain when it's going up and none of the downside when it's going down. And that doesn't exist in the real world. So you want your investments to be able to produce an amount of income that is, first of all, what you need, hopefully. Second of all, the assets are not put at such an amount of risk that when the market inevitably turns down, that the rest of your retirement isn't impaired because your assets lost so much in value in a market downturn. So it's a tricky line to walk. It's really important for people that haven't saved massive amounts of money. It's really important once you're retired to go into some sort of protection mode. That doesn't mean put your money under the mattress, but what it does mean is don't take more risk with your money than you need to provide the income that you want in retirement. Let your income need be the driver, and that's how you should decide, probably with the help of some sort of professional who understands the planning landscape, but that's how you should decide how much risk you should be taking with your money in retirement.
Well, there you have it. Some of the important variables to consider when it comes to retirement planning. What makes us all different when it comes to putting together a proper retirement plan? If you've got any questions about something that we talked about on today's show or would like to go through the complete planning review process, that's the CPR process, to take a look under the hood at your financial plan, making sure that everything's working as it should and that you are well prepared to get to and through retirement, you can reach out and request a CPR with David and the team at KC Financial Advisors. CoverYourAssetsKC.com, the place to go if you want to find out more about that. If you've got any questions, if you want to listen to past episodes of this show, all at CoverYourAssetsKC.com. You can check the show notes or description of today's show as well for the proper links to find out more information and to get in touch. You can also call David if you have questions at 913-317-1414. He'd be happy to answer those for you. If you have any recommendations or comments on future topics or show ideas for us, we'd be happy to cover any topics or requests that you might have here on the show as well. 913-317-1414 is the number to call, or online at CoverYourAssetsKC.com. David, thanks for walking us through some of these retirement variables. Enjoy the conversation. Go enjoy that beautiful fall weather, and we'll talk to you soon.
I'll do it. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds great. That's David Dickens. I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time right back here on the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.